government was so afraid of the population for hundreds of years in this country that despite the fact that we weren't perfect, we were the freest nation ever known and produced the most wealth. Mexico has triple the natural resources on average, according to CIA Factbook and other prospectus, than the United States, but can't produce one-tenth the wealth. Why? Because there's no freedom. There's a tiny elite. Same thing with all these other countries. But now you notice as the liberties are gotten rid of, the prosperity's going out the window. Let me ask you, how do you like the fruits of the New World Order, of NAFTA, of GATT, of globalism, of the TSA, of the everything changed after 9/11, and all the bull of buying into that official story? I mean, even if you believe 9/11 was as they said it was, they certainly use it to take the general public's rights, to launch illegal wars, to lie about WMDs, to bankrupt the country. The United States is run by corporate interests that are anti-free market, use government to shut down their competition, and who are anti-family and anti-independence on every front, and openly fund the environmental land grabbers, the carbon taxers, all of it. Go look at who funds it. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They're all the ones that fund middle-class tax increases to funnel your money and banker bailouts to them. They are the enemy. There is no America anymore. We're a corporate fiefdom. We're a corporate holding. We were conquered through fraud, but they can only hold it as long as you're not aware of it for a time. But they're doing all of this now, saying, yeah, we're going to censor the internet, no due process, shut down whatever we want, AP, Reuters, Newsweek, Time Magazine, Wikipedia, all of them admitting it right now. Wikipedia is going to go dark, they're saying, for a few days, just to show you what it's going to be like. The feds are already grabbing thousands of websites a week, some of them totally legal, that are posting alternative music with authorization that's kicking the mainline recording industry's butt so they don't have a monopoly on what becomes popular. So they had the feds just go shut down a multi-million dollar website, and the feds had to admit last week, oh, the site wasn't even illegal, but your site's still gone. This is all enshrined in part of a UN treaty that nexuses in with this U.S. law. Our law is all under UN now. As Obama has said, as four of the Supreme Court justices have said, it can happen here. It is happening here. So for 3 weeks, we have a debate about does the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, get rid of posse comitatus, put troops on the streets, allow them to attack anybody anywhere in the world, including U.S. citizens in the United States, kill you, torture you, disappear you. And at first, people couldn't believe it. So they said it can't be true. I saw articles, Ron Paul's wrong, Alex Jones is wrong, all over the country. It can't be true. Because one subsection said citizens are exempt until another section said unless the government says so. Until Carl Levin and all these other senators, and there's video after video on Infowars.com breaking this down, came out and said, no, it does affect U.S. citizens. Here's the article that we reposted today on the front page that has a boil down of all this. Presidential frontrunner warns martial law being established in America. It's got all the videos, the Ron Paul interview here, where he said the NDAA establishes martial law. Of course it does. It's beyond martial law. Even under classical martial law, the military can't kill you, torture you, or disappear you forever. This is now codified in an abomination that actually has the rest of the world marveling. They are marveling in Australia, in France. Al Jazeera, Drudge had the headline. You know, even Al Jazeera asked, how did it come to this? Because, and let me add something. They always talk about Al-Qaeda. When you get the actual training manuals that law enforcement have sent us, MIAC, Homeland Security, that have made national news over and over again, what's the number one threat? If you're a new listener, just type in internal Homeland Security documents. Veterans, number one threat. Veterans, gun owners, ranchers, farmers, self-sufficient, Amish, Mennonites, anybody who, when they bring in the controlled depression to bring us to our knees, who can be self-sufficient, anybody, you are the people on the list, the people with guns, and they've got NORTHCOM, I'm getting chills right now, and the military and all these manuals training to take us on militarily because we're the real Americans, we're not the terrorists.